Politician of the Year. We're going to have to run through this really quickly. Louise.
Yeah, I went for the Taoiseach. I think he has had a very good year. He has managed to get his first, through his first post-COVID year, with a huge amount of scandal. He was the only government party not to lose a member of his parliamentary party this year. Fine Gael lost Joe McHugh, the Greens lost Nasa Hourigan and Patrick Costello for a period. He successfully saw off Mark McSharry. He overcame suggestions.
We're running out of time. We're going to have that Harry.
Cathal Bury, independent, very low key, non-partisan. Extraordinarily good on defence issues, very good on Ukraine. He went over to Ukraine, very human, a person who comes up with very practical, logical solutions to things, and basically a person who is very decent. He reminds me a lot of Maureen O'Sullivan, the former TD for Dublin Central.
Alrighty, okay. Jennifer?
Helen McEntee for finally trying to sort out the mess that is Irish liquor licensing law, which is bits of legislation going all over the place and means that the national bedtime of 11:30 and 12:30 may finally be coming to an end.
All right, Philip.
The Taoiseach, because all you have to do is look across the waters and see the absolute Brit show. Can we call it that?
You can.
That is over there.
He's got the most votes. He's the winner. We're back after this.